Rolling Stones and the old Taylor Field. Jane said that was my favorite concert. Thank you, Jane. You're in the draw for Keith Urban tickets. Anyone else want to share their first and last name and favorite concert? It is your last call to get in on the draw. I've got a couple of pairs of Keith Urban tickets I will award after the 8 o'clock news. Even if I don't mention you on the air, you're still going to get in the draw. So text me, 1-877-300-7275. Trina, she said, favorite concert, Billy Joel in New York. Oh, that'd be good. At Madison Square Garden, I'm betting, too. So Guns N' Roses in Regina comes up a lot. Jeremy said that was his fave. Your last chance, 1-877-300-7275. I'm not asking you to repeat and send the same text in. Anyone who hasn't yet, go for it now, and then we'll award those tickets after 8. Well, joining me now is Mayor Chad Baczynski for his weekly visit here to our studios. And Mayor, I mentioned earlier on the show how it seems like they're pouring some sidewalks now in front of businesses like Bushwhackers on Dewdney Construction. It's getting there, but I don't know, Mayor. Are extra crews still working on that project to help push it to get done before the snow flies?
Oh, yeah. We're pushing as hard as we can to get it done before the snow flies. If anything, there may be some trees to plant in the spring, but we're going hard right as far as we can. So still trying to get her done.
Well, considering this weather this week here, who knows? Maybe if we get more warmer stuff like this for a few more months, you might get her done before snow flies. There are skeptics out there. I'm certainly not one of them, Mayor. No, not at all. But hey, let's turn to your latest city hall meetings this week. You were hoping that these extra meetings offer more transparency. Dumb it down for me here a little. How do you expect that to happen through these?
Yeah, so historically, the budget process happened in December. So there was about a week laid out in December, and you know, maybe a week or two prior, that's when council would, you know, and the public and that would get a package for budget items. And so there was a very condensed time where we would look at budget. What we're doing now is we're actually backing this process up by a number of months. And so what happened before is the administration would, you know, basically in the background try and, you know, determine where maybe council would want us to shift funds to try and find a balance between service levels and, you know, what is, you know, what would be acceptable by residents or what we would at least need to accomplish for maintaining services. So now we're doing that together. We're taking everybody, council, the public, along that journey so we can all understand what it takes to take the existing service levels and what it would take to maintain exactly where we are today and understand where we can be when we actually deliver a budget in December. And we'll have more time to go through that information.
So in the future, these extra meetings, you'll have like, you know, construction, fire, police all in front of you asking, we think we're going to need this, and you're just going to listen and then kind of put it all together, or what?
That's correct. So we're going to listen to everybody. Right now we're going through the operational internal costs for the city administration. We'll look at capital. We'll look at police, fire, real, EDR, all of our partners. And so we will. That's exactly right. We'll listen. We'll take notes. We'll make some referrals, which is basically asking for information specifically to come back at budget time. And so when we go to budget deliberations, we had a lot more time to understand the fulsome picture of our city services.
Well, Mayor, I hate to take you there, but we're talking budgets. So let's go there. How are we budgeting for what might be to come here in regards to two key positions of police chief and city manager? Both are up in the air. How long first till we hear whether or not Farouk Sheikh is either back on the job as chief or not?
Yeah, you know, and again, I appreciate the time it's taken for this, and it is taken a long time, but this is something that is out of our hands. It is with the Provincial Complaints Commission, and the police board is at frankly the mercy of their work.
So no indication from anyone about how long it might take yet, or nothing?
No, we were specifically told this is our process. Let us do our job, and we will tell you when it's done. And that was the narrative that we were given.
What about tidying up the whole Nikki Anderson departure? Are we any closer to announcing a settlement there?
I don't have the information yet, but absolutely. You know, I would hope within the next you know, month we would have that together, as well as more information on next steps for a permanent city manager position.
So has the hunt for a new manager started yet?
Not yet. We're just working towards kind of getting everything ready to go for that. There's just some legalities that we have to wait to take care of, and then we'll look to do that.
Mayor Chad Baczynski, I know weekends are always busy. How are you keeping busy this weekend?
Yeah, lots going on this weekend. I'll be at the Rider game on Saturday, and I know the Real is going to be very busy this weekend, so looking forward to that.
Well, could you stand outside and hold your parking spot? Because I'm going to the concert later, and I'm not going to the game, so maybe you could just stand there and then guide me into your spot, because it's going to be crazy.
Well, it's going to be busy, and I would recommend people take Rider Transit and that. But my plan was actually to just beat you there, Greg.
Yeah, clearly it is. I should ask you, too. I'm giving away Keith Urban tickets. Now, I can't put you in the draw, but I'm sure everyone would like to hear, because anyone who's sharing what their favorite concert is gets in on the draw to win Keith Urban. So do you have a favorite concert, Mayor, whether it be long ago or recently?
You know, back, I think it was in university, I saw Ozzy Osbourne was in Saskatoon, which given his passing and that is pretty special to have been able to go see that. And actually, he was opened by Kid Rock at the time, which was
cool.
He was pretty incredible. So it was a great one.
All right, Mayor Chad Baczynski, leader of the crazy train here at City Council sometimes, loves Ozzy. I love it. Mayor, thanks for stopping by again.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
Well, a few of you have told me your favorite concert was Elton John at the Bryant Center. I do recall that first time he came here. That was pretty epic. Many of you have said AC/DC at the old Taylor Field, and not necessarily local, just a lot of great concert memories being shared here. Man, some of you think Linkin Park in Tampa. That was from Brett. He said that was his best. Rita said Pink in Vancouver. I saw her in Edmonton. So last year, two summers ago, so good. She is amazing in concert. But all right, I'll award those tickets to Keith Urban. Everyone who's texted me is going in the draw, and I'll announce them next half hour, okay? So don't go far. Coming up later today, Prime Minister Mark Carney set to reveal some major projects that could get fast-tracked approval in his push to spur investment in our economy. But in the meantime, I want you to hear what he said yesterday in Edmonton. He was talking to his caucus, and he brings up the McDavid contract.
And let's face it, we are in a crisis. We are in a crisis. The global trading system has been upended. Supply chains have been destroyed. McDavid is unsigned. This is not a transition. This is a rupture. As in times like these, you have to draw back in. Remember what you have. Draisaitl. Hyman. Nugent Hopkins. We got to draw on those strengths. We got to draw on those values. And Connor, if there's anything that we can do in the upcoming budget, we're spending less, we're going to invest more. So we can bring that cup back to Canada.
Oh, hey. Politics aside, that was pretty good. He said, walk or run, this Sunday is the Terry Fox Run. It starts in Wascana Park behind the T.C. Douglas Building. Registration at 11. The event kicks off at noon. And Fred Fox, Terry's brother, recently through Saskatchewan, where I caught up with him. He was busy speaking to schools, spreading Terry's story, and thanking students for raising funds and continuing Terry's dream this month. And Fred shared with me how Terry really never saw himself as the best athlete. He just had a dream to inspire Canadians.
You know, people say to me all the time that, you know, he was running a marathon a day. He must have been an amazing athlete. But Terry would be the first one to say he was just average, an average, ordinary kid, had to work harder than anyone. And, you know, that's part of the message to school kids when I'm here.
What's their reaction been like?
It's awesome. You know, there's close to 10,000 schools in Canada that have their own Terry Fox events. Raise money for cancer research. So obvious that Terry is an inspiration to them. I often say that, you know, it's been 45 years since Terry was running his Marathon of Hope, but he never gets older. We still see that photo of a 21, 22-year-old kid making his way across Canada. I think students in Saskatchewan and across the country can relate to Terry. And, you know, he has a lot of characteristics that young people can follow. This is the 45th anniversary of not only Terry's Marathon of Hope, but the 45th annual Terry Fox runs that have been happening in communities and schools across our country.
And for many years, your mom took the opportunity to continue spreading the word of Terry, and now you've taken it upon yourself. What's that mission like for you personally?
It's so fulfilling. You know, I'm here doing this, obviously because of Terry, but you know, in many ways because of our mom. She was the one when Terry passed away, and Canadians still wanted to continue what he had started. It was mom that was thrust out into the public eye and, you know, speaking to schools, speaking to corporate groups, and sharing Terry's story, and a big part of why this is still going on today. So for me to be able to do what she did for 30 years is so fulfilling, to hear the stories from so many people that have seen Terry, or hearing from a mother or a grandmother to say that their son, their niece or husband is alive today because of what Terry started in 1980.
There have been many ways that Terry has been commemorated. Where are you on that one?
Well, it's happening. You know, the federal government made the decision that Terry will be on the $5 bill. So they're just, the Bank of Canada is in the process of doing that, and we'll probably see it in a few years, but it's amazing. Our family is always so humbled and surprised by Canadians still wanting to recognize Terry in many different ways. I'm working with a couple of communities in Canada right now that want to, where Terry ran through, that, you know, they want to erect a statue in the park where Terry might have ran through during his Marathon of Hope. So it's pretty cool that Canadians still want to recognize Terry in his way.
Oh, that is just awesome. My kids, they've grown up, but when they were younger, they heard the story of Terry Fox, would come home and say, "Gotta get some money. We're going on a walk for Terry." And they were just so fascinated. That's what just blows my mind, is the retelling of his story. It is like a movie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a movie of a real story of somebody who, young, that one was diagnosed with cancer, was impacted so much that he wanted to make a difference. He wanted to help other people. And September 14th this year, so in communities here in Saskatchewan and across the country. And most of the schools will do their Terry Fox events in September, but some will, you know, go into October. I've been at a few Terry Fox events already for this year. So go to the Terry Fox Foundation website, terryfox.org. You'll find everything you want there, how to register for a Terry Fox run in your community or wherever you are, how to donate, fundraise, and we have an extended selection of merchandise this year for the Terry Fox run as well.
Thanks for the update, Fred. I really appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, thanks, Greg.
Keith Urban rolling through Regina Saturday night. And I've got free tickets, of course. He and Blake Shelton are both coming together for a new show that will be airing this fall on CBS. It's called The Road. Blake brought up a wild story. They were cutting a promo to promote this series. And he and Blake Shelton are standing there. Back in 2004, I guess, Keith was opening up for Kenny Chesney on tour. And in 2005, Kenny and Keith were both nominated for Entertainer of the Year at the CMAs. But Keith took the biggest prize. Blake brought that up as, it's kind of a funny story. Here's the two of them talking about it.
You remember the first time you opened for somebody?
My favorite thing I was going to say was Keith Urban was opening for Kenny Chesney, but then Keith Urban won Entertainer of the Year. You know you're kicking the headliner's ass when you win Entertainer of the Year.
It was an awkward moment. Particularly given that I voted for Kenny.
Anyhow, Keith Urban and Blake Shelton come together in this show called The Road. It's from Yellowstone creator Taylor Sheridan. He came up with the idea about 12 emerging musicians who compete as opening acts for Keith Urban's tour. And this show's going to drop on CBS a few weeks from now. It looks rather interesting. So I took everyone who told me their favorite concert, put them in a hat, and Frank, my producer, as he always does, he makes the grand prize draw, and I have promised two pairs of tickets. Let's see here. Okay, Frank, thank you. Andrea Hart, who Frank said loved the Black Eyed Peas and U2 when she saw them together. Thank you, Andrea. You won Keith Urban tickets. As did, who we got here now? Kara Johnson, or Johansson, I'm part of me. Kara Johansson said she loved Tom Petty with Joe Cocker as the opening act. Favorite concerts. Both of you going now to Keith Urban, which I am sure you'll walk out, as most people do after the last concert they ever see, and say, that was the best concert I've ever seen. It's always your last one. You will love Keith Urban. It's going to be awesome. So congratulations to you both. We'll be in touch and hook you up with those tickets. Thanks for everyone who entered. The Riders back to practice for the Alouettes yesterday. CJME Rider reporter Britton Gray said it doesn't appear that either Schaefer Baker or Sam Emelis are going to be back this weekend. But in Britton's fine opinion, he thought maybe they'd be ready after the bye week next week. And yesterday in the Green Zone, Rider receiver Joe Ajo stopped by to visit Jamie and Locker. He was talking about the differences between the NFL and the CFL when he was there with the Colts. And Jamie reminded Ajo he wears number 80, and the theme this weekend is legends, honoring those entering the Plaza of Honor and previous Rider alumni. So Jamie was bugging Ajo about maybe consider a certain celebration if he hits the end zone.
Do you know the history of number 80 with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders? There was a guy by the name of Don Narcisse. Narco, yes, number 80. It's Legends Night on Saturday. Now, Don Narcisse had the Narco Shuffle. If you pulled out a Narco Shuffle on Saturday on Legends Night, I will give you huge props. You just
might have to do that.
Type in Don Narcisse touchdown celebration. I'm sure you'll find the video of his little Narco Shuffle.
I searched that Narco Shuffle up a long time ago. It just slips my mind every time. I'm not even gonna lie to you. But this Saturday, Rider Legends Day. Oh, don't even worry. I got you. I got something for y'all.
That would be cool to see a Joe and Joe kickoff Saturday. At Mosaic, it's 5 o'clock. The Green Zone pregame show will start at 3.